You wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only holiday weekend heat, but some of the hottest May temperatures we have ever seen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Still warm. Overnight low temperatures, 71. Tomorrow and Memorial Day Monday, sunshine, blazing sun. High around 99 both days. Can't rule out 100, which would be the hottest May temperature we've ever seen. Lows at night in the low 70s. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. And that also would be a record. Some spotty showers, perhaps, by the middle or latter part of next week. Stay hydrated and stay under an air conditioner as much as possible. Maybe a cool lake or a pool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Third day. Welcome back to the program. We just listened to some Baphomet. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, how are you guys?
Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Postman. Hey, interesting show tonight. First thing I want to cover is Exodus. I've got several things to cover if I could, but I want to cover Exodus 22 to 24, actually 26.
Oh, sure.
Okay. It says, moreover, the Lord has spoken to Moses, saying, thou, take thou also three principal spices, the pure myrrh, 500 shekels, pure cinnamon, half as much, even 250 shekels, and sweet calamus, which is cannabis, 250 shekels. And the cassia, 500 shekels, and the shekel of the sanctuary of the olive oil as hin. And thou shalt make in an oil holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of apothecary, and that should be a holy anointing oil. And thou shalt make the amount, and thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therein and the ark of the testimony. Okay? So this is pretty heavy stuff they're talking about here. Mm-hmm. All right? And I don't do anything unless I check in the Bible. I think you guys probably know me by now and kind of know what I've gone through and all that. So I don't do anything unless I check it with the Bible. Sure. I'm going to put a comma there. And tonight I want to talk about really the two men who walked with God, Enoch
cool.
and Moses, okay? But they, I think we all know that they walked with God because of faith. And I want to kind of share with you, if I could, a little bit more of my experience and what I think faith has done with me, because I think this faith, 100% faith in the Lord, can do what it's done to me, can do it to anybody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First off, like I told you, I think, Terry, I've told you 2-3 times that when I first had my heart attack, my wife was told 3 different times that if I did survive, I would be brain dead.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And obviously that hasn't happened.
Well, fact, statistically speaking, that's exactly what should have happened.
Yeah. But to me, just the opposite happened. My brain's actually got sharper.
I love it. That's great.
They told me that when I first started chemotherapy, okay, now, like I said last week, I'm done with chemotherapy, and I finished radiation on Tuesday, so I've gone through all that now. 6 weeks of pretty rough stuff. I would lose between 15 and 25 pounds. I gained 3. Okay?
Yeah.
They told me I would about a 95% chance I would lose my hair. It thinned a little bit, but I haven't lost anything.
Awesome.
Okay. Then when I had the meeting with the radiation doctor, and this is kind of a common denominator, I guess it's going on now. They keep asking if I'm telling the truth because they kept asking my pain level.
Mm-hmm.
Because after 30 sessions of radiation on your lung, your esophagus gets really, really raw, and they couldn't understand why I'm not a 9 to 10 on the pain. I said, no, I'm only a 3. And he said, well, I'll tell you what, if you're only a 3 out of 500, I'll just throw a number out there, actually. He said, 500 lung cancer patients this year, you're the first one that has been less than a 9.
I love it.
And he says, what else are you doing? I said, well, what I'm doing is I'm taking 1,000 grams of CBD oil every day.
Wow.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never done that in my entire life. But when Postman brought that up, I wanted to share that with you because, to me, it's taken the side effects of what I'm going through and virtually totally eliminated them. Okay?
I love it.
Yeah, and it's actually, it helps you sleep, it helps anxiety, it just helped me a tremendous amount, okay?
Cool.
Enoch, okay? In chapter 106, it talks about the birth of Noah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And after a time, my son Methuselah took a wife from Lamar, and they... And she became pregnant and brought forth a child whose flesh was as white as snow and red as a rose, the hair of whose head was white like wool and long, and whose eyes were beautiful. When he opened them, he illuminated all the house like the sun, and the whole house abounded with light. Okay?
Wow.
Now, to summarize, because otherwise it's a real long read, what happened is it scared the heck out of Lamar.
Right.
So he petitioned Enoch, okay? And Enoch came down. And this is what Enoch told him. He said, Enoch answered Lamech and said, the Lord will effect a new thing upon the earth. This I have explained and seen in a vision, and have shown thee that the generation of Jared my father, that those that were from heaven disregarded the word of the Lord. Behold, they committed crime. This is a fallen angel. They laid aside their class and intermingled with women. With them they also transgressed, married with them, and begot children. A great destruction therefore shall come upon the earth. A deluge with great destruction shall take place in one year, okay? So this is right after Noah was born, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The child, this is after that he petitioned him, and they talked about it. The child which is born to you shall survive on the earth, and his three sons shall be saved with them. When all mankind who are on the earth shall die, and it will then be saved, okay? So Enoch is prophesizing about Noah. Okay?
Wow.
And what's going to happen? But go, this is what's really scary, guys. This freaked me out when I found this week, okay? Enoch 106:16. He talks again and he summarizes a little bit again of what's going to happen to Noah, okay, in the flood. But then he says, afterwards, after the flood, shall greater impiety take place than that which has been before consummated on the earth. Now, impiety means lack of reverence for God or anything sacred. Okay?
Right.
For I am acquitted with holy mysteries, which the Lord himself has discovered and explained to me. So he's telling us right there, after the flood, what's going to happen is going to be worse than the flood. Okay?
Wow.
That's where we're at right now. And you think about it. It's what you guys talked about earlier, what Postman's talked about before, about aborted children being food. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's going on with abortion, it's just getting worse and worse every day. And what the Democrats are trying to do, I mean, you talked about it 100 times. Okay?
Yeah.
Enoch explained. Now, what I'm going to cover next, if I could.
Please.
Gary,
please.
This. People are going to think I'm nutty in a fruitcake.
Okay? Hey, welcome to the club, buddy.
Join the club, Frank.
Okay. Okay. I want to talk about what's called extra-paternal superfication.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
Which is when two different fathers sire twins. Okay?
Mm-hmm. From the same mother.
Now, yes, by the same mother.
Right.
The Targum. Now, the Targum predates the book of Genesis. Okay? In the fact that it's Aramaic and Akkadian, okay? But I'm also going to reference Genesis in here, too, okay? But in the Targum, Eve, who is also called Sheba or Hava, was impregnated by Satan, the serpent, Nashus, with Cain, and again bare Abel, okay, by Adam, okay?
Okay.
Now, let's go right to Genesis, okay? Genesis 4:1-2, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain. And I said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. What does that mean? Okay? If you put a comma there, we've talked about this in the past. When Satan was in the garden and a serpent or a snake, whatever he was, okay? I think he was definitely a serpent, all right?
Yeah, he was
they,
a god.
Adam and Eve had seen him several times before,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
So she knew who he was
yeah.
or what he was,
mm-hmm.
okay? And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was the keeper of sheep, but Cain was the tiller of the ground. Okay? In this, we clearly see that Eve thought she had received a man from the Lord because she was unaware where Cain came from, having yet to know or have intercourse with Adam.
Wow.
She was beguiled with the impregnation of Cain by the serpent.
Uh-huh. Beguiled.
Genesis 4. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. And she said, with the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man. Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. This is the very first insurrection or direct attack of Satan on mankind. Okay?
Yep.
Now, and then Genesis 4, we're going to talk about it. Abel kept flocks, and Cain worked the soil. Okay? And it goes on to that story. Okay? But then you go to Genesis 3, and when Cain killed Abel. Genesis 3:2-3. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. Okay? Now, the word, this is interesting, guys. The word touch in Hebrew, okay, lay a hand upon or lie with a woman.
Okay? Whoa.
Yes. Look it up. The word touch in Hebrew, okay? Now. In Genesis 3:11-15, and he said, who told thee that was naked?
Mm-hmm.
After we eaten of the tree, which I commanded that thou shalt not eat. And the man, this is in Adam, the woman whom thou givest to me, to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat. Okay? Now, we know exactly what God said to Satan. He's going to put a seed between, or entity between thee and the woman. Between thy seed and her seed, okay, and bruise thy head and I shall bruise thy heel.
Right.
Now, beguiled. Beguiled in Hebrew, okay? Seduce or deceive.
Whoa.
Okay?
I knew it all the while, Frank.
Yeah, that's exactly what Satan did.
To Eve.
That's the first assault, okay? Have I used my time up?
No, keep going, man, keep going.
Okay. The sons of Noah. And what happened to Noah? The true story of Noah, okay? And I've got some backup on it.
Mm-hmm.
The sons of Noah who came in the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, okay? Ham was the father of Canaan. These were the three sons of Noah, and from them came the people that scattered and repopulated the entire earth. Okay, now Noah, man of soil, proceeded to plant a vineyard. When he drank some of his wine, he became drunk and laid uncovered inside his tent. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw his father naked and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Jabba took the garment, laid it across their shoulders, and they walked in backwards and covered their father's naked body. Okay, their faces were turned the other way so that they could not see their father naked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a comma there. Who was Noah married to?
I have no idea.
I can't think of the lady's name, but it
technically, Postman, does not mention it Bible.
No,
other than one place. If you look at the genealogy from Adam to Cain and Cain's genealogy and then Seth's genealogy, the very last person in Cain's genealogy is Naamah, N-A-A-M-A-H.
Right, and I saw that on a genealogy chart too, but it doesn't mention that. I mean, where did it come from?
I don't know, okay? But anyway, then Seth. The last person in such genealogy is Noah, okay? Now, God doesn't mention anything without a purpose, okay? I can't prove that Noah was married to Naamah, but I'm assuming that it is because of the way this is presented here, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If that's the case, his wife came from the line of Cain, all right? Now, that could be totally irrelevant and totally wrong. I just throw that out there. Back to Noah. When Noah awoke from his wine, and thought on what the youngest son had done to him, he said, "Curses be Canaan, okay, the lowest of the slaves, and he will be it to his brothers." Why curse the Canaan? Why not curse the Ham?
Yeah.
Okay? Now, praise be the Lord, the God of Shem. May Canaan be the slave of Shem. May God extend Jabba's territory. May Jabba live in tents of Shem. And may Canaan be the slave of Jeb. Okay? Now, that's why I said he came from the line of Cain, and that Noah's wife may be from Cain, because this is the second Cain in all proof, okay? Or Satan's second attack. Now, I'm going to throw this at you. The Canaanites. Who are the Canaanites today?
Palestinians?
Exactly.
Know. Yeah.
The Palestinians. Israel's number one enemy.
True.
Okay? Trying to retake the land of Israel.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
But why should Ham not be cursed instead? All right?
Huh.
The curse is unjustifiable. Now, I'm going to go back up. Here's another verse that rises out of companion. Leviticus 20:11. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness. Okay?
Wow.
That's what they get. Leviticus 20:11.
I knew where you were going, Frank.
Exactly. Why did Noah curse Canaan, okay? This is Exodus 21:23-25, okay? And if any mischief follow, and they shall give life life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe, okay? This incest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened in this entire process, is that Ham had sex with Noah's wife. Or his mother.
His mother.
Okay.
Wow.
His mother. The same thing that happened to Eve. Okay. This is what happened to Noah's wife. This is why Noah absolutely went crazy. Okay. It wasn't because of any kind of what a lot of people think is homosexuality or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was because of this. And that's why I go back, okay, and back this up in Leviticus 20:11. Okay. The man who lies with his father's wife has uncovered his father's nakedness, all right? And this incest is what actually drove Noah crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you look at it, that his wife is his nakedness, because that's part of him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. True. Okay? Because he knew this would totally re-corrupt the world, okay? And shortly after that, Nephilim appeared again, giants appeared again. How did that all happen after the flood? The
exactly.
flood was supposed to destroy everything.
That was the whole point, yeah.
That was the whole point, okay? So attack number two by Satan directly against mankind, okay? Which brings us up to where we're at now. and what I, you know, when I said that, that Enoch said that we're in, okay? So that's a little bit heavy, and I go, a lot of people might disagree with that, but I just throw it out there for you guys to spot.
Yeah, but I've known it, but I never mentioned it on a program. You're actually the first to actually do it. Terry knew it because I told him.
But, yeah.
And
yeah.
There's something else I want to talk to you about too that I just told Terry about today, and he was like, "Wow, no,
don't bring it out, not yet."
Yeah, but my point is too, guys, is that the Bible is so full of wickedness, okay?
Oh yeah.
And scary things. We can't pick and choose, okay? I mean, it's there. We just have to understand it, and we've got to choose to understand it, and pray in faith to understand it. Because, like I said, I go back to the only two men that walked with God, Enoch and Noah, okay? And that was, that's pretty heavy stuff to me when you put all that together.
Yes, it is.
And also, if you think about later on, Cain's seed, or Ham's seed, actually, yeah, Cain's seed, not Ham's seed. They were pretty much, father and son. But the thing is, there was a tribe called Hyksos that actually invaded Egypt and corrupted Egypt, and they instituted that the dynastic rule over there, and actually the people that are living in Egypt now are actually a different seed than Egyptian people. I mean, if you look at them, I mean, they're not the same. And
yeah.
The same thing with the with the Israeli people. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same race that infiltrated.
And, and that's another whole subject, guys, and not for tonight, obviously, but I'll bring backup for it. Okay. Israel is not the Israel of God's time.
It's not. A lot of people say, you say what? You know, right now, as we're saying it, but they're not.
Yeah.
The Egyptians aren't either.
No. No. And to me, to understand that, you got to understand what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And if you doubt it, do your own research on it.
Exactly.
Okay?
There you go.
Because it's in the Bible.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
Yeah. So anyway, I know I'm taking up too much time, but I appreciate you taking my call. And thanks again for your friendship, guys.
Hey, you bet. Right. Thanks for bringing that stuff in, man. We got to hear that. Thank you.
I'll call you later on in the week, Frank.
Okay, I look forward to it. Thank you.
All right.
Later. Wow, well, I'm late, so let's hit a few breaks. Sure.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on that beautiful Alabama River, cooking up fresh seafood, renting out pontoon boats, soon to be have a campground, an RV resort open down here, and having a good time on Sunday afternoon. Let's jump to that. Every Sunday, we bring you some of the best blues we can find anywhere touring around the country, but this week, we're stepping out a little bit. This band's a little bit more of a rock band, but anybody from New Orleans is going to bring it with a little funk, too, so it's a funky rock band out of New Orleans. That's Johnny Sketch and the Dirty Notes. That's right. They'll be down here Sunday at 5 o'clock. It's a killer bunch of musicians having a good time. We're going to have a good time. We're going to feed you good, cooking up something on the grill like an amberjack, good old ribeye steaks, hamburgers, cooking up something on the fryer over there like how about some fried shrimp, oyster scallops, or some steamed raw oysters Rockefellers, steamed snow crab. I know you're getting hungry, so think about it. Get down here soon and come hungry. We're looking for you.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hey, welcome back to the program, 272-9228. Man, we've kind of, 5 hours, you go a lot of places in 5 hours. We've kind of been everywhere. I'm sitting here going through a bunch of nano stuff, Morgellon stuff that I found on the computer, and it's creepy. It's really creepy, but Postman just brought out the fact that compared to some of the other people he's seen, mine seems to be under control. And if it is that way, I'll use an if, then it's only because of God. It's only because apparently we, Postman and Frank and I, are supposed to be here right now at this particular time telling you exactly what we're telling you right now on the radio. That's the only reason, if mine is under control. It's only because of God. It's nothing that I've done, because there's nothing I can do. It's unreal. The thing is, as you should know by now, I believe it's coming from the aerosols. I know it is. I got images that show me, or video that shows me that it is. Even if I were to find a cure, I would have to take that cure every time I come in my house, because once I go out and breathe, it's going to be start all over again. That's kind of how it works. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not. I guess you're not on the air. Well, you were. You had your shot and you blew it. I hate when that happens. Well, that's okay, because I got to hit a break in about a minute, so kind of worked out. But every time we go outside and breathe, we're pulling in all the stuff that they're dropping from these aerosols. And it's this nanotechnology. It's self-replicating nanotechnology. And it's also pre-programmed. The thing is, we were told all of this 19 years ago in what's called the NASA War Document. They told us what they were going to do, what they're doing right now. So how anybody could say this isn't happening, I don't understand that. They told us almost 20 years ago what they would be doing. You know, it shouldn't be a big surprise. And I tell you something else. They're also rendering the population of this planet sterile, and that's part of the plan too. It's unreal. I was watching one of the James Bond movies, actually, on His Majesty's Secret Service, and Blofeld, the bad guy, his plan was to have a vaccination to render plants and humans all sterile across the planet. What are the chances? All right, let's hit this big break. This is a big 5 minute. We'll be back. 5 minutes, y'all come back with us. Callers, please hold on.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side side-by-sides. Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ, Troy, Garrett, and check them out on Facebook. Ward's Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Not only holiday weekend heat, but some of the hottest May temperatures we have ever seen. For tonight, mostly clear skies. Still warm. Overnight low temperatures, 71. Tomorrow and Memorial Day Monday, sunshine, blazing sun. High around 99 both days. Can't rule out 100, which would be the hottest May temperature we've ever seen. Lows at night in the low 70s. Still in the upper 90s on Tuesday. And that also would be a record. Some spotty showers, perhaps, by the middle or latter part of next week. Stay hydrated and stay under an air conditioner as much as possible, maybe a cool lake or a pool. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. We have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey there. I just wanted to call out your fellow that was talking about the Progressive commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. First, let me preface this by saying I'm kind of an authority on music. I own an all-80s radio station. I have for 5 years. And I've been a disc jockey for 30 years.
Wow.
The song that he was referencing, Heaven's a Place on Earth, is mm-hmm. not evil. It's a Belinda Carlisle song. It was written in 1987 by a guy named Eric Shipley.
Mm-hmm.
And it was referencing the love between a guy and a girl. And she says, they say in heaven that love comes first,
mm-hmm.
and we'll make heaven a place on earth. So it's nothing evil about it. Okay, it's a bubblegum pop record.
Gotcha.
And that's what it is. And so sometimes I think maybe the guy that was going, oh, have you seen the Progressive, you know, the guy that you had on, sometimes he might be trying to mold things to fit his narrative a little bit. Now, don't get me wrong, there are some things that are evil. But that 87 Belinda Carlisle record ain't one of them.
Gotcha. No, appreciate the heads up.
All right. You guys keep up the good work. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Well, I get what you're saying, and the song by itself certainly is not evil. I mean, Belinda Carlisle, how could she be evil, right? But in all seriousness, I think what he was equating was the fact that you've got an insurance company called Progressive, which... progressive these days doesn't mean good things. And I think he was just kind of connecting the two. And yeah, maybe he did take it a little too far, but I get the point, and I get your point too. That song in itself is not evil. I always thought Belinda Carlisle was kind of cute. I like the Go-Go's.
Yeah, but you can take something totally innocent and
You can turn anything.
And take it and use it and turn it around.
Oh, sure.
And you can take it and homogenize it, you know, with something something evil and make it it doesn't have to be 100% evil. And you can insinuate something.
Sure.
All you need is just a subtle message to do it with.
You know, I'd kind of like to take that song and listen to it backwards. You never know. It may have backward masking done in it. You never know.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that's gone on. The most famous, I guess, is Led Zeppelin. And, of course, Obama's Yes, We Can. You play that backwards, and it'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, Barry, what's up?
What about 90 degrees?
it's like walking into a frickin' sauna.
Earlier I was talking about the $21 trillion, or billion, whatever it was.
Yeah, a trillion is missing. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. I don't think you just go up and pay aliens with cash, do you? I mean, is that where all the gold's gone? You know, they can't. Everybody claims that there's no gold in Fort Knox.
Well, the story I heard was they had the gold is used in their atmosphere. Is that right, Postman? You know that more than I do. Is that true?
Yeah. The gold is used in the atmosphere to actually block the radiation, you know, from their sun. Because the sun puts out radiation, and also it's a twofold thing. Once they get away from a certain sun in a solar system, it gets out in the. If you're traveling 70 to 150 AUs away from a star, I would say when you're traveling about 7 to 12 billion miles away from a star, it's going to get cold out there.
I can see that.
And they need something to insulate. And
there's no better than gold.
Right. There's nothing better than gold to do it with.
Amen.
Yep. They took it and take it and put it into aerosol form.
Yep. Now, is that what happened to the gold in Fort Knox? I have no idea. As far as I know, Clinton and all the other ones stole it and turned it into cash. I have no idea, but I don't think there's any gold in Fort Knox.
But as far as paying the aliens with money, no. Those military industrial complex companies, yes, you know, cause they're the one actually getting the actual technology and building the vessels, you know, that they're using, and they're working both sides, to be honest with you.
They always do.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there a bunch of gold under one of the trade towers when they
failed? Three, and they got it out in dump trucks. You remember the movie Die Hard with a Vengeance?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's what happened on 9/11. That movie is 9/11.
Yeah.
It was supposedly terrorists doing it, but then McCain found out. Nope. Barry? I lost Barry. It was McCain, you know, was told it was a terrorist event, but no, it really wasn't. All it was crime. They stole all the gold, and that's out of the Federal Reserve building. It's exactly what happened on 9/11. It was all under Building 3. Also, in Building 7... was the Securities and Exchange Commission. All the evidence of all the crimes they had was destroyed that morning. So you had all these lawsuits that went unresolved because of that. I mean, there were so many different reasons they did 9/11. But the parallels between that and Die Hard with a Vengeance are creepy. But then they always show us stuff in movies, as I keep saying. Yeah. Unreal. Mm-hmm. Barry, if you get a chance, call back. I don't know what happened. I didn't hang up. I didn't touch anything. Honest. Honest engine. I didn't do nothing. You know, they're finding plastic, Postman, in the bottom of the ocean, the deepest parts of the ocean. They're finding it everywhere. They're finding it in the air. It's everywhere now. It's in our food. Plastic. Unreal. They're destroying the planet. They are destroying the planet. Soft killing people using toxic food, toxic water, and toxic vaccines. Yep. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's see, we've got aspartame, fluoride, genetically modified food, pesticides, high fructose corn syrup, which is, by the way, is why Coca-Cola came out with new Coke. They knew nobody would like it because it tastes like Pepsi, flat Pepsi.
Right.
They knew everybody would demand old Coke back, so they brought it back with only one small change. Now it's full of high fructose corn syrup because it's bad for you. That's why. Pharmaceutical drugs, cell phone, toxic vaccines. I didn't know when 5G hits, it's going to be that much worse, folks. It's not going to be good. Yeah. Let's see. This article says, if you're like most Americans, you probably eat beef several times a week. But most Americans have no idea that our cows are being fed with, sawdust, chicken poop, candy, crab guts, limestone, and dead cows that have been ground up on a regular basis. How about that? Did you know that?
That was the source of my cow disease because they were feeding them
dead cows.
Yeah, feeding them that type of protein.
Yeah. And then there's another report. There's a staggering amount of feces in our food. I know that they found it in a lot of the soda, the fast food restaurants. It was in the ice they put in our sodas, which is why I don't ever, I try not to eat at a fast food restaurant. If I do, I certainly don't get a drink there. That's for sure.
So that means it's in the water then, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloomberg says that less than 3% of every bit of imported food is inspected by the FDA. So that means 97% of food that comes to us from China is not inspected. Now it says here 27% of our seafood comes from China, and only 3% of that is inspected. How about that? That's scary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
What I would like to do is I wish I had the time to go back and find out exactly who it was that got rich off of opening China up to our trade. Because I remember when Nixon went to China, it was the first time a president had been there, and China was this closed society. And now they are the Japan, what Japan was in the late 60s, you know. They're making everything. Well, how did that happen?
Well, I was going to say Nixon was the first one who went there and opened it up.
Yeah. But he ain't the first one that opened up all the trade. I mean, companies from America went over there and set up shop and started making a fortune off hiring basically slave labor and selling crap. That's my opinion. Because it is crap. You know, I mean, we fight that fight every Christmas. It hasn't been as bad the last few years, but, you know, 7-8 years ago, you couldn't ride down the boulevard without seeing 4 or 5 pickup trucks with an ease up with a bunch of little four-wheelers there. Chinese-made four-wheelers that were cheap, you know, $299 compared to the Japanese, which is 10 times that.
Right.
The problem is, if they run at all, they're only going to be running not very long, and you can't find parts. Because back then, there were 167 different manufacturers of ATVs in China. Good luck finding parts. And, of course, they bring them to us and want us to fix them, and, sir, you'll spend more in 2 hours of labor than you paid for it. It'd be cheaper for you to go buy another one. They're junk. Everything coming from China's junk.
Who made those little short motorcycles?
Short motorcycles. I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
Those mini motorcycles.
Well, Yamaha makes a little PW50, and Suzuki made the smallest one of the Japanese, little called a JR50, which was tiny. I mean, you could put one on each foot, ride around like powered skates. They were small.
Wow.
And you got big feet.
Thanks.
And they're not that small, but, you know, they're little.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you saying that on air.
You're a big guy, man. You play basketball, okay? You're supposed to have big feet.
Oh, man.
You know what they say about men with big feet? They have big shoes.
Right.
Yep. Man. They have big shoes. All right, break time. We'll be back. 272-9228.
For the right tires and expert service, count on Tire City. For all models and makes, we do whatever it takes.
This is Jared from Tire City. At Tire City, we know that summer is a great time to get out and enjoy those all-terrain vehicles. Before you start hitting the backwoods trails or go mud riding, be sure to check your tires. If they're wearing thin, Tire City has a deal you won't want to pass up. You can get a set of BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2s for only $815. That's a savings of $335. With our discounted price and your rebate, you can have fun knowing you are riding on the best tire for your Jeep, truck, or sport utility vehicle. The BF Goodrich all-terrain KO2 was developed to give you confidence and control on and off the road. Summer's here for just a few short months, so don't put off having fun because of bad tires. Make sure your summer is one to remember. The inventory is limited, so come see us at Tire City on the Atlanta Highway next to East Elm Mall and the Southern Boulevard at Woodley Road in the Capitol Plaza Shopping Center. Your friends at Tire City wish you a happy and safe Memorial Day holiday.
Tire City!
call me a piece of junk?
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your Steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building, if you would like to call. We were just looking over some stuff. Welcome back to the program. Yeah. You got to free your mind, folks. Wake up.
Okay, Terry Adams.
What's up?
Hey.
Huh? What'd I do?
Never mind.
Okay, please. Let's don't go down that road. I think we can all agree that probably the most evil corporation on the face of this earth is called Monsanto. Knowingly distributing a product that causes cancer in humans and even going so far as to hide their own research showing that it does such, that's bad enough. But what if that company had even more access to our food supply than any of us ever imagined? Well, I hate to tell you this, but they do. Now, never mind that they've just been bought out by the German industrial pharmaceutical concern called Bayer, as in Bayer aspirin. Only the registered ownership has changed. Everything else is the same. Now, listen to this. Let me tell you what Monsanto actually owns. And you're going to freak out. They own Aunt Jemima. Yes. The brand that brought us easy-to-mix pancakes is owned by Monsanto. Uh-huh. You've also got Betty Crocker, known for their cakes, cookies, dessert mixes. This GM brand uses many of the same ingredients as Aunt Jemima, which includes sodium aluminum phosphate, thiamine mononitrates, all that nasty stuff that's horrible for you. Well, there you go. Capri Sun, remember those drinks when you were a kid, running through the backyard, skating down the street? It always seemed like Capri Sun was the best excuse to escape the heat. Well, it's yet another of the food brands owned by Monsanto. And while many of the ingredients listed on the little plastic Capri Sun, whatever you want to call them, the little envelope, plastic envelope things you drink them out of, many of the crops come from farmers that incorporate GMOs into their produce. If you didn't know before, some farmers will change a crop's chemistry to repel pests and insects, just like modified cornstarch. We still don't know what effect these modifications will have on our body after we eat them. Frito-Lay is owned by Monsanto. Yes, the brand famous for their array of chips. Seemingly can't get away from being owned by Monsanto. Frito-Lay is a subsidiary of the larger corp called PepsiCo, which is the biggest food and beverage company in the U.S. One test showed that every single chip within a bag of Fritos tested positive for not only GMOs, but also for glyphosate. Yes, you know, the stuff that causes cancer. There you go. Healthy Choice, and don't let the name fool you, Healthy Choice also uses crops from farmers that use GMOs in their foods. A smaller brand of the ConAgra food conglomerate, not only are they known for using GMOs, but they have a history for paying states to keep quiet about what they use. On multiple occasions, ConAgra has spent large sums of money to lobby against labeling foods as being GMO. You may want to be Healthy Choice, but that doesn't mean you won't be just another of the brands eating one of the brands owned by Monsanto. Kellogg's, yes, your favorite cereal, Kellogg's, is owned by Monsanto.
They've got the big names, don't they?
Yes, they own Pepperidge Farm. is owned by Monsanto. Yes.
There's another one, too.
Stouffer's?
Archer Daniels Midland Company.
I don't know about them.
You know, the supermarket to the world.
Really? And they're owned by Monsanto?
I don't know if they're owned by Monsanto, but that's another big conglomerate.
Yeah.
And I think most of the cooking oil that you that you know that we use comes from Archer Daniels Midland Company.
Wow.
I see the trucks on the road sometimes. It's got the ADM logo on it, and it's got a
is there a sigil in that?
Yeah, it is.
Of course.
There's one in it, for sure.
Well, here's an alphabetical list. Aunt Jemima, Aurora Foods, Banquet, Best Foods, Betty Crocker, Bisquick, Cadbury, Campbell's, Capri Sun, Carnation, Chef Boyardee, yes, the real French food, Chef Boyardee, Coca-Cola, ConAgra, Delicious Brand Cookies, Duncan Hines, Famous Amos, Frito-Lay, General Mills,
wow,
Green Giant, Healthy Choice, Heinz, Hellman's, Hershey's, Nestle's, Wholesome, Hormel, Hungry Jack, Hunt's, Interstate Bakeries. I thought this said Interstate Batteries. I was going to say, wow, that's a twist. Jiffy, Casey Masterpiece, Keebler, Flowers Industries, Kellogg's, Kid Cuisine, Knorr, K-N-O-R-R, Kool-Aid, Kraft, Philip Morris, Lean Cuisine, Lipton, Loma Linda, whatever that is, Marie Callender's, and I love her chicken pot pies.
That's a city in California.
What, Loma Linda?
Yeah.
I thought it was a grassroots song. That was Bella Linda.
It's loaded with Western Pacific rattlesnakes.
Really?
Yes, it is.
Hmm. Minute Maid, Morningstar, Buttersworth, Nabisco. Now, why they put Buttersworth way down here in the M's and the N's is beyond me. Nabisco, Nature Valley, Ocean Spray, Or Ida, Orville Redenbacher, the popcorn guru, Pastaroni, whatever that is, Pepperidge Farms, we've done that one already, Pepsi, Pillsbury, Pop Secret, Post Cereal, Power Brand Bar, Prego Pasta Sauce, Pringles, Procter & Gamble, Quaker, Ragu, Rice-A-Roni, Smart One, Stouffer's, Schweppes, Tombstone Pizza, Totino's, Uncle Ben's Perverted Uncle Ben's Rice, Unilever, V8, unbelievable. They own all that.
Yeah, I mean, those are
that's everything.
All the name brands.
I know.
All of them.
This company is a monster, and they control what we eat. See, that's the thing. The point I kept trying to make on Greg's show was we can't boycott anymore. Like, if you wanted to boycott Uncle Ben's Perverted Rice, with small, white, grainy, and crawls up your leg, Uncle Ben's Perverted Rice. If you were going to boycott that rice, you couldn't, because somewhere on that list is something else that they own that you're going to buy anyway.
Right.
So it's pointless.
Who owns Mahatma?
I don't know. It's not on here.
I guess a lot of the reason why people don't use Mahatma is because you got to cook it the conventional way. I mean, Uncle
Ben's.
Can't
have that. God forbid. You mean you can't put it in a microwave?
Yeah, you know, Uncle Ben's, all you do is put water in that and just let it steep for hot water. Yeah.
Let it climb up your leg.
Right.
All right. I think we're a break behind, aren't we? Did I do the quarter after break? No, yeah, I did, didn't I?
I think you did.
I think I did, too.
Yeah.
My gosh, we're on segment four. Sorry about that. You get behind. I'm brain fog. Let's just call it on brain fog. But yeah, Monsanto is one evil freaking corporation, and you're going to eat something they make, and it's going to have poison in it. That's what they do. There is a depopulation effort underway, folks, whether you believe it or not. They are trying to make us all sick. They don't want to outright kill us. But what's better than outright killing us is sucking every dime out of us that we have left. They want to make us sick, so we'll go to doctor after doctor after doctor who's not going to be able to figure out what we have. Or if we have cancer, it's going to suck every dime out of you because there's no cure, as far as they know. It's not good, but that's what's happening, folks.
Another thing, too, I don't know if you've seen this before. There's a video online about Hormel and what's the other company? Anyway, they're meatpacking place. I think one of them's out in Nebraska, and the other one, I think, near is in Iowa or Kansas or somewhere. But you know those ribs you get in those packages, that thick plastic. I don't buy those.
Oh, the like shrink wrapped stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I don't buy those.
Why? Plastic residue.
That, and plus when you open them up, that slime comes out.
Yeah, it's nasty.
That's a chemical in there.
Gotta be.
To preserve it, to make it look good in the freezer.
Good point.
The kind I usually buy are the one that are that they package in the store that come in the box.
Yeah.
You know, they come in the meat boxes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In bulk?
Yes.
Yeah. They're not wrapped up.
That's the one to get. And if you're good at cutting meat, just go get a whole. If you like fillets, just get a whole shoulder and cut them yourself.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
I mean, it's enough they treat it to kill the bacteria in it. But, man, when they put that, I think it's carbon. Is it carbon dioxide or something?
I'm not sure.
But anyway, it makes it slimy. You know, it keeps it red in the pack, make it look tempting.
Yes.
Right.
And I guess, yeah. And you got apples now that'll last on the showroom shelf for weeks. You know, you really going to eat that after what they put in it?
Yeah.
Come on. Negative, Ghost Rider. That pattern's full. You don't want to do that. Trust me. I'm just sitting here looking at one of Monsanto's patents for a transgenic plant. These people, they're evil. There's just no doubt about it. They're into the plant genetic engineering. They want to produce plants which they want to be able to choose their characteristics or traits for high yield, improved quality, and yield stability. And I would say improved quality only from a visual standpoint. It's what you're talking about. They want it to look good and appetizing.
Right. And,
but it's not.
And also, with all the weather warfare that's going on in the middle of the country now, mm-hmm. You know, the farmers can't plant out there. You know that, don't you? They're deep in the planting season, deep into it,
they can't plant,
right? And say for instance, a month ago, they could have used a 120 day seed,
mm-hmm.
And if it stops raining this week, they'll have to use 90 day seed. Every time they go, you know, a little lower on the germination time, on the duration of the actual plant.
Yeah.
I think it loses a third of the yield.
Jesus.
You plant a 60-day seed, it'll lose two-thirds of the...
So they got you by the short hairs.
Right.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know when they first started this crop, the GMO cotton, particularly in India, you had a number of farmers over there that were killing themselves. Because they got backed into a corner with Monsanto. There's no way they could make a yield big enough to get out of debt. And they were killing themselves. Who ever heard of that? Who ever heard of a farmer killing himself because of his yields? I think there was more to it than that. I think the cotton is where Morgellons comes from. There is something to do with the nematode, the cotton, and Morgellons. There's a connection there somehow. And I think that had something to do with it. And I think that's why the farmers were killing themselves.
Yeah, and you can't save seed. Did you know it?
Not anymore.
No, you can't save corn, nor can you save cotton seed.
You mean legally?
Yeah, legally, yeah. You can't do it.
That's why they have seed vaults in the overseas. They also have one here somewhere where they're saving all the seeds.
Well, let me put it this way. If you're in a government program and they're telling you what to plant,
which most farmers are if they want to make a living.
Yeah, and you can't save